Hello, good afternoon. This is Court. Hello, good afternoon. This is Courtney on a recorded line.
Hi.
Hi. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
You have the pleasure of speaking to Sophia Martinez.
Hi, Sophia. How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
Okay. Hi again. My name is Courtney, and this is on a recorded line. I see that you're calling in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And Ms. Martinez, you said?
Yes.
Okay. And is this your direct phone number?
Sophia, S-I-L-K-I-A.
Say your how do you spell your first name again?
Sophia, S as in Sam, I-L-K-I-A.
L-I-A, okay. And Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z. Okay, perfect. And is this your cell phone, 929-615-4165?
Yes, honey.
Okay, if any time, Ms. Martinez, we are disconnected, I will call you from a 949 area code, which is a direct line to my desk.
Okay.
I'm going to text you that phone number right now so that you do have it.
Okay.
Did you have a transfer agent, and did they hang up?
Yeah, they transferred me over.
Okay. Sometimes they're on the line and then
why are the girls trying to call me in a group chat? What happens when you got a daughter and a best friend all calling you at the same time?
Okay, so I see. Okay, so I see that you wanted to go ahead and see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit. Correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then I'm just going to go through a couple series of questions with you. I did just text you my direct phone number from a 949 area code. So go ahead and save that number as Courtney, your intake
specialist.
Yep,
hi, Courtney.
Got it. Perfect, okay. So you wanted to see if you meet the criteria, and then you did not have an attorney at this time, correct?
No, the previous person that had tried to do an intake told me that I needed to have, that's what I was telling the previous agent, that I needed to have had surgery and I didn't qualify because I didn't have surgery. And I was like, wait a minute.
No, I'm not going to have brain surgery. No, that's not true. So let me just go ahead and go through the questions with you, and then you just answer yes or no, and then we'll go ahead and get you connected to the attorney, okay? So you don't have an attorney at this time. You are willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't signed any documents with any other law firm, correct?
No, with no one.
Okay, and then you are filing for yourself, and you are a citizen and a resident of the United States, correct?
Of course.
Okay, and then you were diagnosed with the meningioma tumor after taking Depo Provera for a minimum of a year?
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then your meningioma is of the brain, correct?
Yes.
Okay, do you know your date of diagnosis?
Day of diagnosis, if I'm not mistaken, 2016.
Okay. Do you know the month and the day to the best of your knowledge?
Exactly. Best of my knowledge, I believe it was somewhere between March and April.
Okay. I need a month. I need an actual date. So like a month and a day. So do you think it was like March or do you think it was April?
It was March.
March.
I don't have access right now to my medical records. I'm actually in my kitchen.
It's okay. To the best of your knowledge, when you speak with the attorneys, you can always, you guys will go through this. They just want to the best of your knowledge. So what was it, the end of the month? Let me pull up 2016. Hold on. Year 2016. That was the year my son was born. Okay, let's see. March. The end of the month would have been or towards April. Like, was it like a Monday? Do you remember if it was during the week, like the 28th or like through the 1st was the last week of March?
I'm trying to see if I could. I don't want to book an appointment. I'm trying to see if I could find it. I'm going to go back to the app, not to book an appointment.
Yeah, you can go ahead and look for it. What is your, while you're doing that, what's your date of birth?
January 5th, 1979.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Thank you, honey.
Yeah, did you have a good birthday?
I actually spent at home. It's been pretty interesting. I had surgery in late October for hernia repair and a Y route. So it's been calm. I've been home on medical leave for that, and it's just been calm. I like calm because I only have one daughter. So it's been fun because my son-in-law was here before for Christmas. So we've been just hanging out, like we say. It's just been calm. Everybody's been around the house. It's like, okay, we've all been, you know, just I think the family time's gonna be good, and that's the best part. Kerosene, messages. I'm actually glad I went to the room and looked at my phone.
You're in New York, correct?
Yes, I'm in New York. I'm,
Take your time. Take your time. Did you have anybody else that you know that was injured by Depo-Provera with the tumor that needed help filing a claim?
Probably my sister, but I'm not too sure if she has also suffering the same thing, because she has something else going on.
Yeah, you can always give your sister my information, and she can call me, and I can see if we can help her file a claim.
Actually, I got the exact date, 6/25/2015.
Okay, what? Say the date again.
And I'm written in $0.
That's their problem.
No, because I had to... You need to go sign something, too, but I signed it for you.
You can sign it for me.
I did.
What they do now?
Look at it. I didn't even see it. Oh, when there's a... Like, when there's a... Like,
give me a minute.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, he's Pakistani or whatever, and he has an attitude problem. And they have this lady's name, and that lady doesn't work there no more. Because there's a whole bunch of problems.
Okay, so what was the date of diagnosis that you had?
6/25/2016. It was actually June.
6/25/2016?
Yep. That's exactly the date.
Okay. Okay. You're kind of breaking up. I can barely hear you. And then you said your date of birth was
January 5th, 1979.
Yeah, it's breaking up. I can barely hear you.
Where's my bag? What happens when you're home cooking with everything on? My phone.
Fat
boy.
Okay, and then, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you only consume the brand injectable of the Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay. Which injectable did you use? Depo-Provera, Depo-Sub-Q-Provera, or generic?
Oh, I don't know which one they use.
Did you use the brand name Depo-Provera?
It was Depo, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. And then did you never switch to generic brand? You only ever use the Depo, correct?
Right.
Okay. Did you use Depo-Provera for at least a minimum of a year?
Yeah.
Okay. And
I used it consecutively.
Okay.
More than a year.
Yeah, and then you can confirm that you did at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yeah.
Okay. You did use Depo-Provera between the years of January 1992 to present date, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. When did you start using Depo? Do you know?
I believe the late 90s.
When did,
I had my daughter in 2000. Probably 93.
Okay. And then when did you stop using it?
I stopped probably using Depo 98.
Okay.
98, 99.
98 or 99?
And then I went back on it after I had probably 99, and then
you went back
on
it.
I had my daughter after I had my daughter.
And then when did you? So then you went back on it, and then when did you get off of it the second time?
Probably 2003, 2004.
Okay, 2004.
Yeah.
Okay, because that's the date we're going to put. Even if there was a gap, that's when the last time you used it.
Right.
So in 1993, was it like, I need to put up, these are approximate dates to the best of your knowledge, if it's,
right.
It's okay. I need a day and a month, or a month and a day that you started in 1993, and then when you stopped in 2024, or 2004.
Approximately, I could say,
like, was it the beginning of the year, summertime, Christmas time?
The beginning, I could say the beginning of the year.
Like January, you got to pick a, you have to tell me a month and a date. Sorry.
I would say probably February, about February 5th, 6th.
February 5th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so February 5th, 1993 is when you approximately started using it. And then when in 2004 did you stop using it?
About August 1st.
Okay, August 1st, 2024 is when you stopped using it. Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming
Not
that.
Not 24.
2004.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, I know. It's just hard to hear.
Okay.
It's hard to hear, sorry. Okay, and then your main medical problem is the meningioma tumor. Can you go ahead, Ms. Martinez, can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
Okay, and then what is your marital status at this time? Are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay, and then I have your first name as S-I-L-I-A.
S-I-L-K-I-A.
K-I-A. Okay.
Sophia.
S-I-L-K-I-A.
K-I-A.
Okay. Spell it one more time for me.
S as in Sam, I-L-K-I-A.
Perfect. Okay. And then last name is Martinez. M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And no suffix in your name? You're not a junior or senior or anything like that?
Nope.
Okay. And then I have 929-615-4165 as your cell phone number. What is the best time of day for the attorneys to call you? Do you prefer morning, evening, or afternoon?
They can call me midday.
Okay. And then did you have an email that you have access to that I could send documents to?
Sure. M as in Mary.
Mm-hmm.
S. M-S-M-B.
Mm-hmm.
M as in Mary, S as in Sam, M as in Mary, B as in boy. Let me double check. Let me open this. Because everybody's just coming in. My daughter's coming in from the office. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, M as in Mary, S as in Sam, M as in Mary, B as in boy, 579 at Gmail.
579 at Gmail. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. I have msmb579 at gmail.com. Okay.
With MSMB.
Yeah. MSMB579.
579 at Gmail. Yes.
Yes. Perfect. Okay. And then what is your current mailing address?
My current mailing address is 1076. Dale Street, F as in Frank, A-I-L-E, Street, Apartment 2C, Bronx, New York, 10459.
Okay, so I have 1076 Frail Street, F-A-I-L-E, Street, Apartment 2C, the Bronx, New York, in Bronx County, 10459.
Apartment 2C.
Apartment 2C. That's what I got. Yeah. Thank you for confirming the apartment because it doesn't populate when
no
I
problem.
Do it. Where do I put the Bronx?
You want me to send it to you in the text?
Nope, you're good. I got it. It generates. I found it. It doesn't generate the apartment number, but I got it. Okay, we're good. Oh, can you go ahead and confirm your social for me?
Sure. 582-69-4817.
It's the last four I need, sorry.
4817.
Perfect. 582-69, yeah. 4817 is something you confirm. Okay. And then when you were getting your Depo Provera, who was the one administrating it? Was it a doctor, medical staff, or yourself?
Medical doctor.
Then that it was doctor or medical staff?
I was at Montefiore.
Okay.
At Montefiore Medical Center.
I can barely hear you. What is it called?
Montefiore Medical Center.
Montecare?
Montefiore.
Can you spell that for me?
Sure. Montefiore is Montefiore.
Okay. And that's in Bronx?
Yes.
Okay. And is that... Okay, I found it. And it's on East Chester Road or Raymond Street?
No, they have I was in their clinic. I was at one of their clinics.
Okay, they have Prospect to 33rd Street.
Prospect.
Okay. All right, thank you for confirming that. And then, hold on 1 second.
951 Prospect Avenue.
Yeah, I got it. Thank you. Is that, it's kind of like a Planned Parenthood, isn't it? Is that what that kind of is? Or
no,
similar?
No, that's a regular, it's a regular clinic.
Like a women's clinic?
It's a regular, no, it's a regular,
oh, like
doctor? Practice.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure.
They have regular OB, they have.
Yeah. Okay. And then do you know the name of your doctor that you saw? Or
back then I had probably still in PEDS because I was in the 90s.
What was the name of
the doctor I was seeing? The doctor I was seeing back then was Alan Shapiro in 93. And then when I transitioned out, I was seeing someone else. I don't recall because they had shifted me to different doctors when I shifted out to the adults.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
But it will all appear in the record when we pull it. Move, kids. Oh, we have chocolate. Ooh. A horse girl. One tablet. Why so big for Sunday? But you know what? That doesn't show up in here.
What was his name?
The provider, Alan Shapiro.
How do you spell it? S-H-A-P?
Shapiro, yeah. S-H-A-P-I-R-O. Now he's a clinical director, I believe. Something like that.
Oh, I found him. Yeah. No, he's still with them. I found him. He was pediatrics at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or now he's pediatrics or something like that. Okay. And then... okay, so if you were doing it from, let's say you said you started in 1993.
I was still in PEDS in 93. I was a pediatric patient.
Yeah, so in 1993, then you said you stopped. Okay, so you did it from 1993 to the first time, and you said to what, 1999?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you stopped You started back in, what, 2000 or 2001 or?
I started after I had my daughter in 2000.
Okay.
My daughter was born in August of 2000.
Okay.
So when I was ready to start, I started in late August 2000.
So you probably only
stopped in 98.
Yeah, I'm trying to do the math. Okay. Oh,
yeah,
but if it was in August,
pregnant.
So, but if it was August, you'd be four. So that was 8 injections during that time you had done, because you did. No, actually, that's more than that, because you do 4 injections in a year, and if you did so if you did it from 2000 to 2024, of August to August, that's 16 injections. And then from 93 to 99, I'm just trying to get a rough estimate of how many injections you did.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get my calculator because I'm so bad at math.
That's okay.
So you did it for 6 years. So that's 24. So 24 plus 16. Okay. So you did about 24 plus, yeah, about approximately 40 injections, give or take, with the depot. They just want to get like an idea of like how many you did. If it changes, they're going to pull medical records anyways, and they're going to see that, you know? Was Alan Shapiro, was he the prescribing doctor as well as the one that administrated it?
Not the administrator, because normally he would prescribe it and then the nurses would have to give me the doses.
But he was, at first, he was the one prescribing it, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then, hold on 1 second.
Then when I transferred into the adults, it would be the adult doctor, I was saying, because I left Montefiore not so long ago, so I had not been at that clinic for a while. And then I stopped taking birth control completely because I was having a lot of different issues
Did they have a pharmacy within their facility, or did you go to a certain pharmacy?
No, I was getting the shots inside the clinic. I was not going to where.
Okay,
so
their pharmacy. Okay, hold on. It's called, hold on. Just give me 1 second, sorry. All right. Okay, and then did they do a CAT scan, MRI, or both when they were diagnosing the meningioma?
I've had both.
You had both done? Okay. And then who was your neurologist, the diagnosing doctor? Do you remember their name?
The diagnosing doctor was Dr. LaSala.
Do you know how to spell that?
His name is spelled L-A-S-A-L-A, if I'm correct.
Okay.
He's also a Montefiore doctor.
Where is he located?
At Montefiore as well.
And he's a neurologist.
Yeah.
Oh, I found him. Patrick LaSala.
Yep.
All right.
The senior doctor. Sorry,
excuse
my language.
Okay. And then, so he was the diagnosing doctor. Was he the treating doctor as well?
He started my treatment.
Okay, perfect. That's what I needed to know. Okay. And then
I was supposed to see him once a year.
No patient care. Here we go. Uh-huh. Continue. I'm listening.
No, I see him once a year, and then he started to treat me for the migraines, and see me once a year, and then their team got so old, supposedly overwhelmed, and I couldn't get any appointments to be seen on accurate time frame. So I'm supposed to see him once a year and get, like, all the treatments and everything on time, but I had to transfer out of it, evidently, because there was no appointment availability at the time frame that I need to see him.
Yeah. It's so crazy nowadays. Like, I'm just, like, I know it's nothing compared to what you're going through, but I have to have hip surgery, and they scheduled me in May. And I'm like, dude, I need to have it, like, immediately. Like, I'm in a lot of pain.
Trust me.
Isn't that crazy that it's 6 months of what? Yeah. I'm like, it's mind-boggling. My apologies go out to you. That's horrible. Yeah.
So I had to transfer out of that whole hospital because every time you got so they have booked, I'll make you laugh. They booked my appointment with him first before the CAT scan and the MRI for this past year.
Because he was
in 2023,
so far,
but 2024. And I was like, you know what? I found somewhere else. I went to NYU and I got everything done because I sustained a fall, and the neurologist I have there, she was like, I don't understand this. And I was like, I don't either, but okay. I found a better doctor. She sees me more frequently, and she says, I'm not going to do anything I don't need to do, but, you know, everything is taken care of.
Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't understand why they do these things to patients. Patient care is the thing we take an oath for. And I was like, yeah, you understand that, but they don't.
Yeah. Well, and it's like a lot of the places you don't even see the doctors anymore unless it's like surgery, you know, you see the nurse practitioner or the PA.
No. And the PA sometimes is a big old pain in the butt.
I know.
Because the PA doesn't listen to the patient.
No. Were you ever diagnosed with any other type of cancer?
No.
Okay. And then, so you started treatment for the meningioma. What kind of treatment did you do? Did you have to do chemo, radiation, surgery?
None of that. I take medications for the migraines that it causes.
Okay.
So
you're still in, like, the beginning of it. Like, you're not really, you don't have to do any radiation
right.
or anything like that. Okay.
No. Which was the issue that I was telling our rep before she transferred me, because I was telling her, the person who spoke to me from the other place told me, you have to be taking some type of treatment. I was explaining to them. I said, I'm not having surgery.
Yeah, you are. You're taking medication and then controlling
the migraines and the vestibular issues that I have that go with it.
Yeah, and you're seeing the doctor. So everybody's treatment is different. Treatment has nothing to do with it. It has to do with what the type of diagnosis is. So you're fine. Hold on 1 second.
Hey, Fatty. What are you boys up to? You give Mama kisses? I don't have no snacks. My boys, my senior dogs.
Okay. Okay. And then you were never hospitalized, correct, for the meningioma?
No.
Okay. You could get the medical records if needed, correct, from the hospital?
Yeah.
Okay. And you could provide them either electronically or in the mail if needed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. Mrs. Martinez is just in case, you know, you become unresponsive for a long extended period of time. You can put somebody that lives with you or doesn't. It's completely up to you.
No, it's my daughter, the only person who I entrust everything to.
I know. I heard her in the background. She was all... She sounds like...
Oh, yeah, because she has to go to the management office. She's the boss.
Yeah.
She's the boss. 24, but she's the boss around here. But she's the little boss lady, like these things.
Okay, hold on. And then... One Let's see. Okay. What's your daughter's first name?
Michelle.
M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E?
Yep.
And then same last name, Martinez?
Yeah, you could put Martinez.
What's her phone number?
Her phone number is 347-375-6426.
6426?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, hold on 1 second. Okay, so what I'm going to do right now, have you ever used a DocuSign agreement?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and review everything with you, and then I'm going to go ahead and send you a DocuSign agreement for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me, okay? So, Ms. Martinez, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You did not have an attorney at this time. You were diagnosed with the mentioma tumor after using the Depo-Provera for a minimum of a year. Your mentioma is of the brain, and you were diagnosed 6/25/2016. Your date of birth is 1/5/1979. Correct? All that sounds correct? Okay. You're going to give your sister my information because she may be able to be eligible to qualify for a claim. You did use the brand name Depo-Provera. Approximately started using it 2/5/1993, and you stopped using it 8/1/2004. I have your first name as S-I-L-K-I-A. Last name M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z. I have your social as 582-69-4817.
That's correct.
Email is msmb579@gmail.com. And I have your phone number as 929-615-4165.
Yes.
I have your home address as 1076 Fail Street, Apartment 2C, Bronx, Bronx County, New York, 10459.
Yes.
Okay. And then we have Alan Shapiro and Patrick LaSala as your two doctors. And you do continue medical records, and then I have your daughter Michelle Martinez as the emergency contact number. Does everything sound right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's correct.
So what I'm going to do, hold on 1 second. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold for just a second, okay? Hold on 1 second.